I'm here with Mark Cooper, who is the current president of the Musicians of Armidale and the music coordinator for the Black Gully Festival. As you may know, the Black Gully Festival is coming up this Saturday, starting from 10 a.m, or at least the music is, running through until at least 8 p.m. up at the... Well, where would you define it?
Well, we're calling it next to and around the back of Nerham, the New England Regional Art Museum. So it's actually across the creek from Nerham. Mm-hmm.
And I see from the list here you've got quite a lot of bands and a lot of events happening at the same time.
We do indeed. We've managed to attract a lot of musicians for this year's event, some who have never played before at the festival, which is great. It's always great to see. Mm-hmm. And because of that, we've got three stages. We'll have two stages down across the creek, and we'll have a stage of sorts at the cafe, Nerham.
So you're growing. It's two stages last year and three stages this year.
Yes.
Four for next.
Well, depends. I don't think we've got the space for it. Yeah. Well, not a space that will not allow the music to drift across each other. But no, we've been really pleased with the response from people, and they're, you know, I think a lot of the musicians really excited about this festival. They love the festival, so I'm very happy to organise it for them.
Very good.
Apart from that, we've got a lot of workshops this year as well. I don't know if people have seen that. So we've got all kinds of things like a clothes swap, where people can drop off their old clothes in the morning, and then later on in the afternoon they can come and get new clothes.
Yeah, seeing that, 10 o'clock in the morning, drop them off, and 12 o'clock pick up someone else's.
Exactly. And we've got seed ball making, composting in the community garden, which is near where we're going to be on Saturday. Moving mindfully in the garden, that's going to be on three times during the day, at 11 o'clock, and then it's on at 1:30, and then 3 o'clock. And we've got Lifeline coming to do a boutique shop, and we have fermentation workshop, 2 o'clock. And then, of course, we have Bar Finch coming to do some fix-it
with very good.
People.
What are we fixing?
Anything that people bring along who they need a bit of a understanding of how to fix it. A lot of woodwork, I think she likes to do, right, more than anything.
So don't bring the dishwasher, but bring the woodwork?
No. Yeah, okay. Well, you probably just come and get some tips.
Right.
Rather than actually, you don't have to bring anything with you.
Okay,
that's fine.
Very good. All right, and you've got a felted soap making as well, I saw on there.
Yes, felted soap making. Yes, well, that's I've never seen that one, but should be interesting.
Yep, and the giant koala is making a return too.
It is too. It's coming back. It's going to be, I think it's going to be down near the stages, so it'll be great to see. And, of course, we're very happy to support the attempt to save the koala. Mm-hmm. There's been quite a few events happening this year around that, and an amazing koala that was made by, I'm not sure the name of the person, but he's made puppets and other things for festivals in the UK. So
yes, I remember.
Very distinguished.
I remember storage was becoming a bit of an issue for
him. Yes, it is. And it also has to have a special traffic plan to get it to where it needs to be.
Wide load or tall load or something, yeah.
Yeah, and it also has to have its head taken off and put back on.
Well,
yes.
Hopefully people don't see it and say too much. Okay, so that's all the events happening, of course. It's all free to attend, I think, isn't it?
It's free.
Cool.
A free event. It's a very family-friendly event. Last year, it was well attended by families. It was terrific to see that diversity of people coming.
And, of course, they'll be accompanied by the music, which will be playing. You've got two lots of music playing, I see, on the list. You've got your main stages, and you've also got some smaller events happening at the Nerham Cafe as well.
Yeah, the cafe is going to be open all day, and it's actually going to stay open into the evening, so you could still get a meal there as the night goes on. And later on that night, the UNE and Northern Tablelands Astronomical Society will be putting a telescope close to the cafe, somewhere where people can come and look at the stars. Okay. So that's going to be done, obviously, when it's a little bit darker.
Yeah.
There's things happening there all day from 10 o'clock. There's about a dozen acts in the cafe or outside the cafe there that you can come along and listen to. Meanwhile, down on the main stages, there's going to be a whole bunch of different music all day. We've got some interesting acts this year. We've got Archie Todd starting off, and then we'll be commemorating the Remembrance Day with Well, country. Welcome to Country, yeah. and a minute's silence, of course, and other things will happen around 11 o'clock, which is very significant for the day. Mm-hmm. And we'll have a belly dance, or rather, it should be Bollywood dance.
Okay.
I don't know where belly dance came from. It's the Bollywood dance company, Tandav School of Bollywood. Then we'll have a choir, just a community choir, Firebirds. Mm-hmm. And then we've got a Chili Jam, Armadale Electric Orchestra, which is, I've never seen these guys, but I hear they're excellent. Strung, Borderline, Full Book Trilogy, Vinnie and the Cuban Missiles, who were the headliners last year, they're coming back. Cat Trousers and the Foundlings will be the final act for the evening. They haven't played at the festival for about 10 years, I think, so it'll be great to have them back.
I think you missed one.
That's my band.
Yes, MC in the Squares.
MC in the Squares, yeah, we'll be playing sometime during the day, about 1:45. There you go. I did forget it.
I remember from last year, it was certainly a good variety of music, all very quite nicely produced, nice quality, etc. And, of course, we will be there from 2 a.m. We'll be doing a live simulcast of the whole day, all being well. So if you can't make it down for whatever reason, you can also pick us up on the radio or when you're driving around. And, of course, streaming as well. And so while we've got these people playing on the major stage, we'll also have some other bands playing at the Neeram Cafe as well.
Yeah, we've got a great lineup for the cafe. It'll just be on the outside of the cafe there. And we've got... Well, we start with Maxine and Ben. They're two harp players in the early morning at 10 o'clock. Then there'll be Judith Betts, a singer of 70s and 80s songs, okay. The Parson and the Peas, Ian Russell, Pete Stanley, Josh McFarlane, Bruce's Country, the Altones, and then Kath Kelly and Des Ahoy.
Okay.
And they will be going from, the whole day goes from 10 o'clock right up till 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yes.
And as I said, after that, the cafe will still be open for dinner.
And the main stage going through till 8 o'clock probably. And
yep,
maybe definitely. Later, depending on how it goes, yeah.
We're pretty good at cutting off at 8.
Right, okay. Okay.
We'd love to see you there and, come and say hello. If we're looking for volunteers, so if you'd like to come and do some volunteer work during the day, you can get in contact with me via my email, markcooper03@gmail.com.
Righto. Can we also catch you through the Facebook page?
You could if you go through Black Gully and do a messenger or similar on that.
Okay.
We're looking for people who might want to come and help us with controlling the traffic.
Right, okay.
It's not difficult. It's simple, just directing people to where they need to park.
Okay. All right, so it sounds like it's going to be a great day. Thanks very much, Mark, for coming in and telling us about it.
My pleasure, and thanks to 2ARM for supporting us so well. Thank you.
You're welcome.